there's closed and open fractures. Closed means it looks like it's broken. It's not, right? Open means the bone is sticking out. Stop the bleeding, split the injury. So, why do we split injuries?
Keep moving around.
Right, keep it from sawing up. Like if your bone is sticking out and your other bone is over there and there's vessels in there, if you move your arm around, it's going to be like boop, boop, boop. So splint it. What can you splint like?
Anything rigid, anything that you can wrap around it.
Roll the newspaper.
Bingo! Roll the newspaper. Anything you wrap it around on the same body part. If I broke my finger, I can spin it to your finger. If I broke my arm, I can spin it to your arm. If you're on a bike, you're like riding around with your buddy, like what can you spin it with? You can take a fucking wrench.
Swing.
You take it above and below the injury. So, if my arm is broken right here, I want you to put a ruler, a stick, a wrench, because really, if you're going to ride me out of somewhere, my arm is going to go ding, 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 and I don't want that to do that, because it's going to cut a vessel or a nerve or whatever the case may be. Newspaper works, books work, magazines work. You could legitimately take this magazine and then just wrap it up. This one's a little thin, but we could try to do that, like roll it up around your thing.
Well, here, look at that wire. Well, no, they hand me that one, because I think that what he was saying was right. You could literally...
You could do it like that, yeah. Yes.
Just roll it up like that, so it's stiff enough, and then wrap it.
That's why I say hanky is like the only two other people that type with me. I'm like, that's your first aid kit? I'm like, you do not understand the power of the hanky.
So, Kimothy, if there's a compound fracture, is it, do you just leave the bone sticking out and try not to mess with it, or do you try to see it back in?
I would not mess with it. Okay. I would not mess with it. Because if you try to, like, push it back, you might catch something.
Right.
And that might be an artery or a vessel. Okay. And then you're now I got to put my finger in there and, like, do what I... So
keep it. Just try to keep it from moving.
Try
around
to keep
as much
it from moving. Try to do it the best you can. To like you can use books, you can use magazines.
Yes, absolutely.
Try to think of a good example of something that everybody would have with them on
a
reasonable ride.
A wrench, a screwdriver, newspaper, both pillows, sleeping bag. This is something we use out in the wilderness called a saddle splint. Anybody know what these are? Are you a wilderness guy? Because you said. So Sam Flint is, I don't understand the mechanics of this. The Sam Flint bends this way until you bend it this way, right? If I put this on an arm here and I try to like wrap this around her arm, I wouldn't do that if your arm was broken. It's harder to bend this now. It almost doesn't bend. But it bends over here, right? Easily. But for whatever reason, mechanically speaking, conventionally speaking, if you were to bend it this way, now it's harder to bend.
Okay.
These are super cheap and really cool, and you can put them in your first aid kit. You can play with it, pass it around.
Yeah.
Big smile.
You were trying to think of engineers.
Right, engineer.
Body pads.
Stuff.
They're also awesome.
Yeah.
You could rip the back out of a bike.
Yeah.
Nice. There you go. And also, a lot of our bikes come with those tool kits that are, you know,
stock here.
For whatever reason, when you bend it, it doesn't want to bend.
Plus,
so
if they wreck that badly, there's probably pieces lying around anyway.
Right, grabs you
cool.
Their
so,
or like their shoe, you know, like.
Yeah, no, you can play it.
Let us play. Let the rest of us play.
So Sam Splints are super cheap. You can get them online. Amazon, anywhere, first aid stores, you can buy one of those. They're
kind of
like 10 bucks or yes.
Well, I was gonna say, it looks like you could cut one of those into four pieces and
yes, you can, because you know what I'm saying, you can totally cut them if you have the right cutting device, right?
Just
shears,
I got
to
go right through.
Kind of metal.
Yeah.
But you know, you could grab one of those, cut it up into four pieces, and give them to
and
everybody
you
in your
do
group.
It for
you know?
Many things, yes. So it's a cheap thing. It's foamy. It works.
It's funny, really. It would be really awesome, like if someone that isn't me and a little bit could figure out like what each person would have in like their awesome ideal kit and then just do a group buy of this stuff and then
I think we're
in.
Kind of working toward something like that where at least at a basic
well,
level
I don't know what that is and I don't know what's mechanics are, but I will to be fair, Sam Splint Company makes a lot of really great stuff.
Well, this is actually a really just like, cool widget.
And I'm not saying that I know, and I'm not saying that
you would like kneel on it if you were, you know, like.
Any device. We gotta get it.
You just make this your grip pad on your tank, and then if you need it, you rip it off. You know?
Just Velcro it, yeah.
And think of all the things you can do.
All right, quick, I gotta go to the bathroom. Anybody need?